Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're brought to you live from Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. And we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob, we're going to talk a little yard bird this show. I think everything chicken. You know, it's kind of one of those things that if you put anything on the grill, once you get beyond a burger and a dog, you probably hit the yard bird. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. What you thinking, man?
That's good morning and chicken. Learned that.
All right.
Hey, welcome. Thanks.
Keep practicing.
Thanks, Chop. Welcome to the show. It is. It's the chicken show, man. So fire up a grill. There's no need to wait. We're going to do some chicken.
Right.
My daughter, Maggie, raises chickens, and that's the thing with millennials. They're all about raising chickens, and there's a lot of great values to that. We're discovering things, you know, as society gets enlightened.
As your kids grow and they get their own
places. As society gets enlightened, well, you know, people used to look down on chicken and blah, 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 and the lice and whatever. But just like possum, you know. Chickens do a lot of the same thing possum do, and they eat
little chickens do not grin.
They eat insects and things that you don't need, fleas and ticks and stuff like that, teas and flicks.
Right.
But it's a chicken show, and it's also time for Siciliano's Beer of the Week.
Yes, it is. Every week, Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids provides us with a Beer of the Week, and this one's called Percolator. Bob, what do you think about this one?
Well, it's not smell you later, so that I'm happy with that.
Yeah, from our friends at Trail Point Brewing, which are in Allendale, Michigan, just a little bit west of Grand Rapids, and as the name would have it, it's a coffee cream ale, 4.2% alcohol. I'll be candid; isn't going to be my favorite beer, but I could have one. I think to me, this one's not ice cold. It's just a little bit chilled,
I think you have colder to really would be better like for me. Coffee. You have to really like coffee, but it's also a cream ale, so it's got a cool kind of fusion of those two things, and I'm warming up to it after a couple sips. The first sip was, I'm going to say, also startling.
Right.
But the third sip, kind of thinking.
Right. I mean, you know, that old saying, you can't drink all day if you don't start early, and this might be the first couple that you have.
Well, it's got your coffee and your beer together.
Right, so yeah.
Kind of kills two birds.
Two
birds with one stone.
Right. $2.39 a can at Siciliano's. Again, their market is on Lake Michigan Drive, just west of downtown Grand Rapids, and they're the place where you can create your own six-pack, 12-pack, or how many ever pack you want and buy them by the can. A great place to get into craft brewery.
And we buy all of our – We buy all of our liquor. I was just there when I picked these up, and I got supplied for this weekend because we have all the kids coming home. It's a big deal. Maggie's shower is tomorrow.
Got a new grandchild on the way, right?
So yeah. You get a baby shower for the new baby coming in December. And last night, some friend's kid got married. We went to a wedding. So the kids are all home, and goodness sakes, this afternoon a bunch of their friends are all coming over, so we'll be grilling out by the pool and having lots of fun.
Yep.
It's nice to finally get all those projects wrapped up. I got my plumbing working out there, my landscaping, and oh my gosh, it's starting to finally come to a head. So
now it's time to throw the first party.
I can do a little deer hunting this fall.
Right, exactly. But
it is the first party, so. Right. So maybe around 6 o'clock you can sneak over and pretend like you're one of the millennials.
Be one of your grill bitches. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, you're the only one I got.
So what are you making? What am I making?
Well, all kinds of stuff. We're going to do some fun things with jalapenos. We're going to do some different sausages. I got a variety of custom patty hamburgers, some built burgers.
They're seasoned differently, or they've got stuffed?
Stuffed and mixed and just some things like that. And then, of course, we're going to have a hot dog bar, and Emily's putting on quite a spread for Maggie on Sunday, so for the shower. So a few of us husbands will be out by the pool Sunday. My brothers and brother-in-laws will be out there while the women are inside
doing
whatever they do.
They're showering. What they're doing.
But I had a fantastic Saturday last weekend. My friend Kurt got married, and Kurt Clemens married Susan, and they've been dating for like 15 years. But they're big boaters. He's been trying to talk me into joining their marina over in White Lake for years. I just about bought a slip over there when they were a steal, and now they're expensive crazy again. But the long and the short of it is, after spending the weekend at a marina, I all of a sudden don't have nearly the desire to have a cruiser that I thought I did. My nostalgic memory of hanging out at marinas younger days when we had a boat and all that, I wanted one really bad, and I was planning on having a floating cottage. But listening to these guys and hearing about all the work and the commitment to be there every weekend and all this, it's like, this is as bad as having a cottage.
Right. Well, it's no different. It's a floating cottage. You called it that. Yeah. And you know what? That boat doesn't take care of itself, nor does your cottage.
No.
Right? It's part of the deal. If you got a second home or a second location, in this case, you do that.
This is a marina where all the big boats go. So we were on 50 to 75 footers. I went out, so they took five big boats out in the middle of the lake, ganged them together, and they had the ceremony on the sterns together and the ceremony on the back of Kurt's new 50-footer, and which was really cool because it's a second marriage for everybody, right?
Right.
Now they're just – and they're all the marina buddies and his old college buddies and people like me who've just been friends for years. But I was on a 54-foot Hatteras.
Mm-hmm.
I had never been on a Hatteras.
No, they're nice boats.
I can never have a boat now.
Right.
Because if it's not like that Hatteras, I don't want it. And right. I'll never afford a Hatteras.
Right.
It's the Rolls Royce on the water. And oh, my goodness, what people spend.
Right. Well, it's a passion. It's like anything else.
What
if you're into
do they
it,
do to
you know,
make
you
that?
Know, people would scratch their heads for you spending $7,000 on a grill. Right. But
right.
It's passion.
Right.
Right. And you hook it behind your trailer. And when you roll in, it works. It works really well.
Yeah.
It's you've got the Hatteras of grills.
Yeah.
Right. That you run around. So it's different strokes for different folks. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're at.
I on the way home Sunday, I fessed up to my wife and I said, I just don't think we're going to be hunting for a boat in the future.
Right.
And she says, I'm okay with that.
Right.
And I said, so what do you think about, you know,
but we're going to spend money on something else. Here we go.
Buying some property on a lake somewhere so that when we retire, we can sell our house and build on a lake somewhere. And she's like, I'm all about that. So we started hopping lakes.
Sure.
And
good luck finding property.
Well, there's plenty of it. But I was really disappointed in the lakes that I really thought were the places I wanted to be. And I won't mention them. But as I drove around them, I'm thinking, no, 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 no. It's either overbuilt or
most are
trashy.
Most lakes are overbuilt. I mean, what, you got 40-foot, 60-foot lots, and there's cottage after cottage because everybody wants waterfront.
But I found one that's a gem.
Well, there you are.
I've got my eye on one, and it's where our friend Greg is.
Okay.
So it is gorgeous, and I'm not going to say the name of it
because
I don't want everybody to rush out and buy the last couple lots.
Right. Yeah. But, there's nice property around. You just got to drive away. So it's not close to town.
Yeah.
Right? You got to get in. But wherever your town is, I'm sure there's beautiful lakes out there. But anyway, coming up next, we've got our friends at Allen Bob's Sports, been a longtime sponsor of our show. And by the way, if you mention when you walk in there, if you mention that you heard about them on The Grilling Guys, they'll give you 5% off of your entire purchase while you're there. So there are some limitations that apply to that, but they'll give you a call. But coming up next, we're going to talk to them. They've got a huge sale going on, and we're going to find out where the deals are. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Teams are torn.